We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to prizepicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the PACKADAY Podcast.
What is up, Green Bay Packers fans? Welcome back to another episode of The Daily Draft, brought to you by Badger State Brewing in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I'm your host and the publisher of Packer Report, Ross Uggleman. Today, we are talking about insurance. No, we're not talking about State Farm, a former advertiser with a former Packers quarterback. We're not talking about home insurance. We're not talking about auto insurance, life insurance, any of those things. We are talking about nose tackle insurance. What do I mean by that? Well, the Green Bay Packers right now is, I would say, Jonathan Ford, as much of a developmental prospect as he may or not have been, the athletic upside was never really there. And I haven't seen anything from Jonathan Ford that would make me believe that he's a long-term answer for anybody that you'd want to play, you know, on a defensive down in an NFL football game. And for nose tackles, that's it. They're not special teams contributors. They're just defensive guys. So if they can't play defense for you, they don't do much. Beyond that, Jonathan Ford, you have two players, and I think everybody's on the same page that there'll be a 3 or 4 year extension coming here for Kenny Clark, but these defensive tackles keep getting paid. And I think there's at least, you know, a reality where Kenny Clark isn't one of them. I still think he's going to end up with that elusive third Packers contract, but he's not under contract now for 2025, and neither is his backup, TJ Slayton. And frankly, if anything were to happen to Clark or Slayton, they don't have a plan, you know, for who takes those second reps. Like, I don't know that Jonathan Ford is a plan for, you know, you're not going to play a nose tackle, especially now that it's a four-man front, and you basically are going to have a one and a three in on every play, regardless of if it's a 4-2-5, nickel, dime, whatever you're doing. It's a four-man front defense. And in obvious passing situations, I think you could have Devontae Wyatt play nose, or even Carl Brooks play nose, whatever, but only in obvious passing situations. You need, I think, basically at all times, I would say, you need to have Kenny Clark or TJ Slayton on the field. And right now, there is no third option. And there's no option, period, under contract for 2025. Might be something the Packers addressed, might not be something the Packers address. But one of the players that they could pick to address that situation, I won't call it a need, I'm going to call it a situation, is McKinley Jackson. McKinley Jackson is Edgerrin Cooper's teammate at Texas A&M, and he is an ideal nose tackle. He has that one tech frame, that nose tackle body. He is short, he is thick with long arms and big hands. He has, you know, kind of what you know, God didn't create nose tackles to be 6'4" and a half. Some of them are, but you know, more of that air fryer body type, if you will, at you know, what McKinley Jackson is, which I think, just so I can give you the actual height, 6'1.5", 326. Nose tackle is no tackle gets, man. 16th percentile height, 89th percentile weight. That is nose tackle as nose tackle gets. I will say, though, he penetrates and he gets upfield more often than you would think. He looks like a space eater. He looks like a guy who's going to, you know, near shoulder, and really just kind of Spartan shield you and take up two blockers. I think he's impressive to me in that that's not his whole game. That's not the only thing that he does well. He can get up the field. He has some wiggle. He has a little bit of juice. Gets off blocks quickly in the run game. So, again, not just a space eater. Will stack and shed. Will make plays, or at least put himself in position to make plays, which is something that we'll talk about in the cons. Interior offensive linemen struggle a lot to maintain control of him or maintain their grip. He's slippery as all heck. A lot of that has to do with strength. And again, for a short, squatty dude, he's twitchy as heck. And that's something where, you know, some of these nose tackles, and a lot of them, most of them, frankly, are non-entities on passing downs. And so the ones that can be are worth their weight in gold, which is why you're seeing these big, big nose tackles that can rush even a little bit get super paid. And Kenny Clark's about to get super paid kind of in that way. And again, has an actual pass rush bag. That's my last pro. It might not matter at the next level. We'll talk about a little bit of that in the cons, just because the athletic profile isn't really there for him to be able to get to a quarterback before the ball gets out. But there might be some second reaction stuff and some pocket pushing and things of that nature where he could help you out. But there is an actual pass rush bag there. It's not 100% bull rush. Swim move, rip move, cross chop. He has moves. With that said, the workout numbers were poor. And look, man, that happens. We've talked about kind of what the expectations from a – because normally, you know, these guys get on the RAS side, these guys get the bump from being big, but they don't run well. They don't jump well. They don't wiggle well. So they're not going to be high RAS players. And McKinley Jackson isn't that. His broad jump is pretty good for a short 326-pound guy, but he didn't run well. 10-yard split's decent. So that's kind of what we're looking for, right? But vertical was very poor. Shuttle was very poor. Three cone was poor. He tested like a nose tackle, and that is not meant as a compliment. And so when we're talking about, you know, is he just a nose tackle? If he offers zero in the passing game, what's his value? We've seen a lot of guys, you know, go round three, round four, round five. Like, hey, we have a starting role for you. You could be our nose tackle. But we know you're not helping us on the money down. So we're not spending a two on you. We're not spending a one on you. We're not even spending a high three on you. We've seen that with, there was a Samoan kid last year that tested kind of poorly as well. Ended up, I think, with the Browns. And it was like, this kid isn't going to affect passing downs. So, yeah, Siaki Ika. 98th overall, is never going to affect passing downs, in my opinion, in the NFL. 98th overall. And that's kind of the ceiling, I think, for nose onlys. And so the question becomes then, can McKinley Jackson be more than nose only? Can he be even diet caffeine-free Kenny Clark? Can you get 20 pressures out of him at the NFL level and four sacks? Because that's more than nothing. Okay. Explosive workout numbers did not match the juice that you see on film. It's kind of the same thing as the first point. Early downs only is certainly on the table for him. Again, you know, like that Siaki Ika, is that his draft ceiling at 98th overall? Early downs only, no pass rush. Okay, what's the ceiling for that player? Worth knowing, worth understanding. Does not tackle particularly well, and that's the other problem. Missed tackle rate was 27%, which is high. That is high. So even if you are eating up space the way that you want a nose tackle to, even if you're getting off blocks at a higher rate than most nose tackles, making yourself available to actually make plays, a lot of nose tackles, defensive coordinators be happy. Just take up the double team, keep the linebacker clean. He'll make the play. That's fine.
Football season is over. College basketball season is over. The NBA and NHL regular seasons are almost over. But guess what? We are still in a wonderful sports time of year with the start of a new baseball season already kicked off and NHL and NBA playoffs right around the corner. And what better way to get hyped for playoff hoops in hockey than by signing up for Prize Picks and getting in on the excitement with America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is the place where you can use your knowledge to take $10 and turn it into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, and Major League Baseball entries today. That's 100 times your money with as few as 4 correct picks. And here's something I haven't even mentioned yet. You can play against some of Prize Picks' favorite players like Meek Mill or Sugar Shane O'Malley. Just go to Community Plays under the Promos tab to view entries from some of the biggest names in the Prize Picks community. And one of my favorite aspects of Prize Picks too is injury insurance. Your entries will stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For example, let's say you have a basketball player who exits the game in the first half and does not return in the second half. That player projection won't count against you and the rest of your entry still stays alive. This week, I'm going NBA heavy. I'm looking for a Bucks bounce back with Giannis, a fiery Kevin Durant to end the season, and Luka Doncic going scorched earth as they try to secure a better seed. Listen, I'm having a blast with Prize Picks, and you should be too. So download the app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
The next step beyond that is getting off the block, making the play yourself, which Jackson actually shows the ability to do. The problem is you cannot miss 27% of your tackles when you put yourself in the position to make the play. Got to be able to get guys on the ground. Not great for McKinley Jackson. And then the other thing I'll just say is like down to down consistency is not great. And that's, you know, like the opposite side of, you know, when I talk about PFF grades, right, and how they're not the end all be all, but the one thing that a PFF grade will tell me is how consistently does this player affect the game? How consistently is he helping you? Because that's how the PFF stuff works. And that's where you see, you know, it's just okay. It's in the mid 70s. A lot of these guys that we're talking about with when you're NFL draft level, you're going to see a PFF grade in the 80s or 90s. You know, you go look at like even a guy that I don't know that how it's going to work out, but like a Braylon Trice, different position, not a great athletic profile, but was just so down in, down out, problematic for the other team. He's got crazy grades. Latu, crazy grades. You know, you can go and look at a number of guys. You look at McKinley Jackson, see a grade in the mid 70s, and there's nothing wrong with that. But man, I'll just lift off his game grades. And this is going to be terrible audio or video or whatever, but let me just list this off. And you get an understanding when I'm talking about game to game, play to play, lack of consistency. 80.8, that's awesome. Then he go at Miami, 58.3, real mediocre, not great. 68.8 against Louisiana Monroe, 63.0 against Auburn, again, nothing special. But then 83.6 with an elite pass rush grade against Arkansas. Then 66 against Alabama, 63 against Tennessee, 59 against South Carolina, 54 against Ole Miss. Then we get a 79.2 against Mississippi State, an 88.1 against Abilene Christian, and a nice 71.4 against LSU. But you can see the range of outcomes there. And there's more to life than PFF grades, 100%. I get that. But inconsistency is something that had to be put down on these notes. And that is reflected, frankly, in what they're talking about. And I would guess if you had the super ultimate whatever package with PFF and you could go in and see how each game was graded, you would not see like this flat line of like 73, 74 grade play. You'd see like 40, 80, 40, 40, 80, 40, 60, 80. Like he just is not a level player. And that's exciting a little bit in that you hope you can just improve that with good coaching. And that you hope you can just get him to his ceiling 80% of plays instead of 40, and you're getting more than, you know, whatever your investment is in him. Okay, Packers fit, ideal. To me, he's an ideal fit for the Green Bay Packers. Depends on where you take him, obviously, but I think he's an ideal fit for kind of their timeline at the nose tackle position. Low wattage insurance for TJ Slayton and Kenny Clark's expiring contracts. Puts you in a position where, you know, it doesn't affect the Clark negotiations at all, especially if you take him kind of where I have him ranked. Kenny Clark's representation is not going to be shaking in their boots because you did what you did with McKinley Jackson. Same thing with TJ Slayton. Maybe it just means you don't re-sign TJ Slayton, and that's probably fine. TJ Slayton hasn't found a way to affect the passing game yet. Doesn't need to. He's a fifth-round pick. He's a nose-only nose, and they got exactly what they wanted out of that. A+, by the way, like zero problems with TJ Slayton, zero. If you're watching this, zero problems, TJ. Love what you've done. If TJ Slayton had pass rush juice, he would have been a second round pick. Just life. There really isn't a BJ Rodgers or a Kenny Clark type prospect in this class anyway. In my opinion, basically all the guys that actually have pass rush juice on the inside are like 6'2", 295. 6'1 and a half, 295. They're all sub rushers that can't, and it's fine, but I mean they're all sub rushers that aren't getting after. I mean, no one in this class is 6'2", 320 with 8.5 sack juice in the league. The players just doesn't exist. It's not Sweat. It's not McKinley Jackson. It's not even Mason Smith. He's not in this class. And then the one question I have, I guess, is like, would they keep six? You know, would you? Because I don't think, and the only guy that would be an exception to this would be Colby Wooden. Carl Brooks is a star. I don't know if he'll ever reach superstar status, but Carl Brooks is a star. Devontae Wyatt had a really good second year, despite what some people try to tell you. Kenny Clark is Kenny Clark. You're not going to cut him. Might not extend him, but you're not going to cut him. Same thing, too, on a lesser scale than with TJ Slayton. Might not extend him, not going to cut him. So Wooden, Brooks, Wyatt, Clark, Slayton, probably not getting cut. Probably all making the team. Well, if you spend a top, and I think you do, I think a pick in the first four rounds has to be probably used to take McKinley Jackson. You're going to end up keeping six defensive tackles, or you're going to move Wooden to defensive end. Or you're going to cut Wooden, which I wouldn't do, because you just use a fourth round pick on the kid. So that's an interesting roster thing in that the Packers have not certainly kept six defensive tackles as a standard way of doing business. Overall, late third round grade on McKinley Jackson. He is my eighth ranked interior defensive lineman, but he is a specific fit for what the Green Bay Packers need. They do not need another sub rusher. LVN can rush from the inside if asked to. Rashawn Gary, I think, could rush from the inside, I think, if asked to. Colby Wooden is already an interior pass rusher. Carl Brooks is an interior pass rusher. Devontae Wyatt is an interior pass rusher. And Kenny Clark is one of the better two or three pass rushing nose guards in the world. You don't need that, okay? I don't think they need Byron Murphy. I don't think they need Johnny Newton. I don't think they need that. If I'm taking a defensive tackle in this class, I'm waiting and I'm taking nose insurance, not more interior juice. I think we got plenty of interior juice in Green Bay. All right, guys, thank you so much for watching. Buy the draft guide. It's out. It's live. Buy the draft guide no longer means pre-order the draft guide. It means buy it. Get it emailed to you. Physically look at it. Print it off if you want. I've done that before. But it's awesome. It's super awesome. Check us out over at Packer Report. Check me out on Twitter. And guys, come to the shows, man. Thursday night, 7 o'clock, Lyric Room Green Bay, Cheesehead TV Draft Party. I'm fixing to be there. Friday, 4 o'clock, Packaday Podcast Happy Hour, hosted by Andy Herman at Badger State Brewing. And then 5:30 to the end of the night, picks 41, 58, 88, 91 for the Green Bay Packers, all broken down live by me in person. Great beer. Hopefully we'll get a food truck over there, get some good food. But really, really close to Lambeau Field. Going to be an awesome vibe and an awesome time. Check all that stuff out. Have a great rest of your day, guys. Go Pack, go.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.